The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. We're back, and we're just here. Yeah, Sparky joined us this morning.
I finally decided. No, I didn't. I finally woke up, honest to goodness.
Yeah, I got it. So we're here together at the fireside chat, so to speak. Do you have anything you know of national security importance you want to share with the listeners?
No.
Can't think of anything?
Nope. I don't do politicals anyway.
I got it. So I got my AARP newsletter the other day here. It shows the 7 warning signs that a loved one may have dementia. So you fit about 2 or 3 of those.
I have no doubt whatsoever.
Our phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're giving away a CVA muzzleloader this year. Actually, 3 of them. One in October, which has already been awarded. One in November, which will give away the first week of December. And then last Saturday of December as well. So fine folks at CVA produce a beautiful series of firearms. They have their new centerfire rifles out under the BPI label. And, you know, I might even order a centerfire rifle. A high-powered rifle, not a muzzle loader. You know, like a...
What makes it a centerfire? I'm not trying to be...
It's got a cartridge, a bullet, like a 308 or a 30-06 or something like that, as opposed to... It loads with a cartridge,
right.
You know, a bullet.
I understand that.
Yeah, that's a center fire. You used to reload. You know what a center fire cartridge is?
I did reloads, but for shotgun.
Well, same thing with a rifle.
Same thing. The primer's right in the middle of the cartridge.
Primer's in the middle.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Whereas a rim fire, it's on the side.
Rim fire has a rim of powder around the outside, and the firing pin strikes the rim of the cartridge.
Okay, see, I didn't know anything about that one, so I know what a center load
that's
is.
That's a 22.
Okay.
Okay, like a 22 or some of the 17s, I believe, are rim fires, and I don't know if there's anything else other than that is a rim fire.
22 Magnum, 17, and, yeah, 22.
Yeah, 22 Magnum. I love my 22
Chris, that was
Magnum.
One of my favorite memories with my dad. We would go downstairs and reload his shotgun shells.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I can get the whole reloading set of equipment, and you can help.
Oh, you go right ahead. I'd love it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it.
Really?
The crimping.
The crimping.
Putting in the wad.
You did all that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Chris? See, then I'd have to buy it. Then I'd have to buy a... Then I'd have to buy a Browning over and under and go shoot trap sporting clays like every Friday, Saturday.
That's fine. I'll go and do that with you. I love doing that, too.
Okay. All right. Do you think your shoulder will
I think my
up?
Shoulder might. We could try it.
20 gauge, maybe.
We could try it.
410, 28 gauge. Charles Rodney shoots a 28 gauge for rabbits. And he and Bob were on the same side. I was back on the road, and I'd missed this rabbit and went in the sorghum field. And Charles walked over. The dogs were running the rabbit through the sorghum field. And I see Charles raise his gun, and Bob standing right there. I said, Charles, don't shoot. I'm in my head. I'm going, Charles, don't shoot that rabbit. Let our host shoot the rabbit. Pow! Bob said, you didn't even give me a chance. Charles said, well, I saw him twice. That rabbit hunting was fun. Just joining us, we went on a rabbit hunt in Caroline County with Charles Rodney and his 6 beagles. And I can't call all their names. I think Chopper and Blue and
I know. I heard him on the phone yesterday.
Rattler and a couple other ones. I can't remember them all. But
and Donner and Blitzen.
Yeah, Donner and Blitzen were there here. Yeah. Yeah, all males, by the way. Charles doesn't have any females in his pack. He doesn't want anybody to get distracted while they're hunting rabbits. He wants them concentrating on the rabbits. So that was interesting. So anybody wants to enter the muzzleloader contest, it's real simple. You just call us up, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And Chris will take your call when he screens your call. He'll take your name and your phone number, write it down, and then he will ask you to hold to talk to one of us on the air. And you can simply say, I just wanted to call and get in the contest. Just want to say hi. Just want to say, you know, your show is meaningful and important to me.
And it just so happens we've got two people who just want to do that.
Or you can say anything you want. You know, just don't say a bad word or Chris will have to dump you, and we'll dump you out of the contest, too, if you say a bad word. Right, Robin?
Uh-huh. Yep. As long as it's not me.
So who do we have there, Uncle Chris?
All right, well, first we've got Glenn.
Okay.
And then we've got Bill, and I've got somebody else calling in.
Glenn and Bill. Okay, we can do that. Let's talk to Glenn. Hey, Glenn, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, sorry, yes.
Yeah.
Which I want to go do it this morning before the rain.
Oh, it's raining, huh?
No, yeah. I'm just trying to decide what I want to go do before.
Oh, what you're going to do if it's going to rain. I got it. Well, there's a whole bunch of options, you know?
Yes. I'll say hi to you and Robin. And all, and
good morning.
Well, we appreciate that, buddy. We appreciate calling from Chestertown. And did you get a deer yet, Glenn?
No. Nope, not yet.
Well, you're due for one.
And except for that, back in the early muzzleloader, it was on that last Friday, but I couldn't tell whether anything had a little spike up to 3 inches or not, so I just let them go.
I gotcha. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, you enjoy that, whatever you do today, and I'm going to head out to the marsh. I'm going to go down to the marsh today, and I'm going to postpone my quest for my number one on my hit list buck in here nearby, and head down to Dorchester and see if I can get a sicka stag today. So.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
All right, buddy. Well, sounds good. You have the same?
I'm hoping for the sicka so I can eat it.
Oh, well, yeah. Wednesday was my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Did you turn 39 again?
Yeah, 65.
Well, sign up. Don't forget to sign up for Medicare, Part A and B.
Yeah.
And D, if you want. So.
Sort of.
Yeah, make sure you do that.
Yeah, make sure you do that. I know somebody that didn't and is regretting it right now. So, anyway, thanks for the call, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right,
Glenn, thanks. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Bill. Morning, Bill.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Right, I just want to give you a little story. I've been carrying mail for now for 50 years, and I've been on this particular route for 15.
Wow.
And the deer have been very plentiful. Everybody in the community knows. I mean, I can get within probably 5-6 feet of most of the deer in the route. When I'm carrying mail, they're right there. Well, the other day, it was around 4:30, I had a package I was going to deliver, and walked across the street, and this is big doe. She was one of the few big girls that don't have any little ones tagging along.
Right.
And as I got closer, I noticed, a big 8-point poked his head out from among the bushes and started snorting at me.
So
I just backed down, back to my truck, and he stepped a few feet in front of the female, still snorting. As I was getting closer to my truck, a 6-point came from the other side of my truck, nose in the air, walked right past me about 5-6 feet, starting heading toward the big eight point and the female.
Well,
I had seen the 6-point all week. I always called him Junior because he was always trying to get a little action with the girls or pick a fight with some of the younger bucks. He's got his nose in the air. The big 8-point is getting really upset. The female backs down a little bit. Eight Junior is still walking toward both of them. And they, and needless to say, you know, I'm within 10, 15 feet of all this happening. He got, Junior got probably within 5 feet. Both heads went down. The big eight just scooted him like a rag doll into some bushes.
Right.
And the female all of a sudden took off. The big eight looked around just enough time for Junior to get up and just haul ass around the house. So it was the female, Junior, and the big eight in that order, going around the backyard, came out in front of me and just zipped right, all three of them, the female, the 6-point, and the 8-point, just four right in front of me, and I'm going, this is unusual, because I've not seen this. But my question is it normal that during a fight like this that a female is going to leave?
You know, their behavior is very, very interesting. I don't know if she's going to leave or not, or if she's just going to step aside and go, you know, I'm not getting hurt in this. You know, I'm just going to be a bystander here.
Women always cause a ruckus, and then they take off before the cops show up.
Well, there's your explanation, Bill. I couldn't have said it any better.
But it was just so interesting, you know, that big 8-point, he just had that look like, go ahead. You know,
make my day, huh?
That Clint Eastwood, go ahead, Junior, make, you know.
Yeah.
Do you feel lucky? Come on, you know, make my day look. And is it instinct that made that 6-point go no matter what?
Well, he may be the heir to the throne. You never know. You know, he's young. He's trying it out. He's going to go after the old man, you know. He's going to act out a little bit. And if he thought he had the cojones to do it, then he did it. He found out that you know, the hard way that he but apparently he's going to keep on trying, and you know, one of these days he may prevail.
Well, thank you very much, and both of you all have a great day.
Well, I'll tell you, that's exciting to see that behavior. Anytime,
I think that'd been really cool.
Anytime, and that close, yes, that close.
The community had, I mean, I had seen the 6-point all week. This is the first time, probably in a couple months, that I've seen the 8-point.
I had two deer when I lived in Baltimore County, two bucks that hung around the house along with four does. They'd bed in the yard, and they'd bed in the neighbor's yard behind the wood pile and so forth. I mean, no woods around, but we'd see them in the yard quite frequently. And this little 6-point, he had a very thin rack, and he didn't look like he was very very blessed nutritionally. And he came out from time to time. But the other deer was a little bit bigger and a little nicer rack, and a little more mature. And the last time I saw them all bedded together, the little 6-point had about four of his points missing. I mean, one main beam was broke off, and everything else was broken. I think he still had his main beam on one side, but two of those points were broken off. I mean, he apparently challenged the bigger guy and got his rack busted for it. But you know what? It's what they do.
That's it. Well, I just said I thought, you know, everybody would enjoy this, you know, this little story.
Oh, lovely. Yes.
Great. Thank you very much, and you all take care.
Have a great day.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you. All right. Well, we just got information from Chris. There's a deer alert by Chesapeake Outdoors. There's a herd of deer grazing on the side of the road and in the median strip on Ken Island there somewhere. John, who was on the air earlier, just gave the information to us. So you heard it here first.
Just be safe when you're going through that area.
That is.
And don't worry about his puns.
The pun was intended.
I know. It was pretty good, actually.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. And speaking of Chris, we have a caller by the name of Chris that is standing by and wants to talk to you.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Chris in just one second. But I do want to send a shout-out to our buddy Glenn, Mark Clemens, who took Connor Davies last week deer hunting. And Connor, if you recall, called in. It was his first hunt ever. You remember that, Chris? I don't know if you remember that or not.
Barely.
And he said Mark was taking him at the request of his mom, and Connor scored on his first deer last Saturday, a nice 10-point buck.
Wow.
How about that?
That's great.
Yes, indeed. So congratulations to Connor and Mark. Mark, we appreciate your mentorship. No question about it. Now let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Alan. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How about you?
Super. Well, listen, I just want to tell you I really enjoy your show. And I've been hunting with a CVA for, gosh, maybe 25 years. The one I have is a 150 mag bolt, which I've had forever.
Mm-hmm.
And the bluing's coming off, and, I'm thinking about a new muzzleloader, but, the darn thing is so accurate, I can't justify getting a new one.
I understand.
So if I,
sure.
If I win the muzzleloader, I might consider retiring. But just want to say how much I enjoy your show. I teach hunter education, so it's always interesting to hear everyone's insights and input about hunting, fishing, trapping, and all that. So
that's
thank
wonderful.
You very much.
What area do you teach in?
I guess you would call it Central Maryland. I have taught at Fort Meade.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Most recently at the, the Wildlife Visitor Center.
Okay, cool.
In Laurel.
Yes, I went by there the other day.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's so much fun teaching all the, especially the youngsters, and making sure that they get off on the right foot and learn about ethics and all of that. So it's been just a treat for me to teach them.
That is a great place, the National Wildlife Visitor Center. What is it? The National Wildlife
Refuge. It's a
great
facility there. The folks are just super nice.
Yeah.
To let us use that facility, and it's just great.
It's a nice tour too, if you ever want to go there. Do they still do the wildlife art show there in the spring?
There at the visitor center?
Yeah.
I always attend the wildlife center on, I guess, on the Eastern Shore. They
okay.
That.
Yeah.
But I've never attended.
They used
that
to do. They used to do a tremendous art show there with decoy carvers and wildlife artists from all across the country. What?
No, very cool. That's very nice.
Yeah. At one point in the fall, when I worked at the big box, they honored John L. Morris, Johnny Morris, for his, 25,000 or more contribution to the National Wildlife Refuge system. And they had a dinner there. They had restaurateurs and chefs from Baltimore and D.C. preparing their wild game and fish recipes. And it was a big deal to honor Mr. Morris. And I got to meet the guy.
And, wow. Of
course, I worked for him at the time. And I said, Johnny, I said, I don't know about you, but I'd rather be in a tree stand this beautiful October evening. He looked at me, clapped me on the back. He says, me too, buddy. I'd be right there with you rather than standing there in a suit and tie, surrounded by, politicians and dignitaries, He wasn't right. One of those guys. He's just a down-to-earth guy. So.
Is that the place we saw the hedgehog?
I don't know. Don't remember. We'll have to go.
Cream color building.
Honey, I don't remember. Was it down near Laurel?
I don't know.
No.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm geographically challenged.
I can tell. All right. Anybody? Thank you for the call there, Chris. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You guys have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you. Anybody on the line there, Chris? Chris?
No, sir.
No callers?
No. And
I guess nobody wants to win this muzzleloader we're trying to give away.
Well, I don't think it's that. I think that they're probably in the process of heading towards the woods if they're not already in there, and maybe they'll give us a call once they get up to where
After all, it is hunting season, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I got it.
We're lucky we have Alan here.
There you go.
Why are you lucky you have me?
Because you'd probably be in the stand, too, if you could get out of here.
Oh, yeah, that's next week.
Next week, yeah.
It's this week, tonight, this afternoon, too.
Oh, okay. Once he gets off the air, he's out the door?
No, not quite that fast, but
pretty close to it.
Not quite that fast, but I would like to get in the woods a few times next week until before the first day, but
gotcha.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Well, since we have some time...
I know exactly what you're going to
say.
There you go. The big hint is not lost on me.
I know.
All right. So, well, why don't we talk about Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead. They're at 1005 South Main Street in Hampstead, Maryland. They're going to be open at 5 a.m. next Saturday and Sunday, November 30th and December 1st, and that's opening weekend of deer season. They're going to be serving a tasty and hearty breakfast for hunters with all the fixings. The breakfast menu for Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead offers real comfort food, and my buddy Chuck eats there often. Michelle, the owner of Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead, is excited to meet our listeners anytime, especially during deer season. And did I mention Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead will also be open at 5 a.m. the second Saturday and Sunday of deer season, December 7th and 8th. Stop by Daughter's Cafe of Hampstead, 1005 South Main Street at 5 a.m. on opening day of deer season for coffee and for breakfast. And that's in Carroll County. Now, in when we're on Route 50, or I'm on Route 50, like I will be today, headed through Cambridge to the deer stand or the duck blind, well, I just can't wait to stop Bay Country Bakery and grab a donut or a sandwich and a fresh cup of hot coffee. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge has some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Can I change that? Can I say that they have the most delicious, not some of?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I'll say then. And you know what? You can grab a dozen donuts, enough for everybody in camp. And they serve a great breakfast, too, from 6 to 11, Monday through Friday, all day Saturday. And, you know, if you go in there after your morning hunt from 11 till 2, you can get a tasty lunch. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look for that big donut, that big pink frosted donut painted on the side of the bakery. And then there's a chocolate one on the highway sign, too. And Dave and Gina Levy, they are your host, and they're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best, and they do. Bay Country Bakery, 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge, Route 50 East, think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
Yep, that's right.
I know it's right.
I had to do that.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
I know, you're the editor, and I'm the horrible grammatically person.
Sophomore, junior, senior English class, I missed one question on a test in 3 years, and it was about Shakespeare. So I don't think I'm doing too bad.
No, you're doing much better.
The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers when you cross that bridge is Chesapeake Outdoors, located at exit 39B off Route 50. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. Physical street address is 1707 Main Street in Chester. They are your waterfowl headquarters, the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands of steel shot gear and camo, Avery decoys, Kent fast steel, banded camo clothing, a large selection of clothing and boots, including scent lock apparel for you deer hunters that don't want the deer to smell you, which is all of us. Firearms and ammunition by Remington, Chiappa, and Savage. Muzzle loaders and accessories by Thompson Center and CVA. Costa sunglasses and Yeti coolers. 20% off all tree stands, ladders, climbers, and lock-ons. Matthews compound bows, Raven and Mission crossbows. Crossbows by 10 Point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett for any budget. That's all in one spot at Chesapeake Outdoors. I mean, and then I didn't even talk about the fishing side. So Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers at 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I know deer season's right around the corner. I get that. But I want to tell you about a couple of waterfowl shotguns from Clyde Sports Shop. There's the Maxis. This gun was built by Browning for waterfowl hunting. Waterfowl hunting perfection is what they call it. It's an autoloader with a power drive gas system that reduces recoil, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers for the 12 gauge, and you will want one when you put this Maxxis shotgun to your shoulder. It's a tough decision, though, because Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer, and they also offer the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Both of these firearms come in Mossy Oak camo. It's a Dura-Touch finish, on the stock. They come with a fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver on the A5. It's ergonomically balanced, and it's a recoil-operated kinematic drive system. 100,000 round or a 5-year guarantee on the A5. How about that? Clyde Sports Shop is your Browning hunting headquarters with rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. They have firearms and licenses and ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting at 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Be right back after this.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com. And Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number 1, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
page are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day.
Well, I like that song.
Man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line, I'm moving to the boat seat stand. Sighted in my rifle, and she sure is shooting straight. But I'll meet up with the jitter jaw. It's opening day.
Opening day next Saturday for deer firearm season. Can't wait to get out there. I'm really undecided where I'm going. You know that.
I know.
You know, I really am. I think I'm going to break with tradition this year, but I'll have to determine that based on what happens this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. Let's talk to Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. How are you two?
I'm well.
Wonderful. How are you?
Good.
Mr. Beachcomber Mark.
Oh, things are, they're going well.
Good. Glad to hear that. Yeah. The move went off well, and you're just getting unpacked and getting into your new place.
Oh, I wouldn't say that at all.
More like there's boxes in storage, there's boxes piled up in every room.
Like life, this
yep.
is the process.
That's true. And that's right.
I think you've been here, what, 2 years?
What? Yep.
Alan's been here 2 years, and he's still not unpacked.
There's a lot of stuff in the shed.
That might be too much information, but we won't go there.
Well, I mean, look, I had all my parents' stuff in, you know, totes and that kind of stuff, and that's all packed away in the shed, and all the stuff that got packed up at my house. And,
seriously, you spend a lifetime accumulating artifacts.
That's true.
And when you move, you realize you really don't need most of them, but you have a strong emotional attachment to many.
That's true.
And you hate to let them go.
That's true. That's true.
That's very true.
I don't have an emotional attachment to a coaster or a shot glass like some people do, but...
Have you been over here?
I love you, Mark.
Oh, man. Yes, we are creatures of collections, aren't we? That's funny.
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir.
So. I'll have you over here, and then you'll really laugh. So here's the deal.
What's the deal?
I'm following up on a remark you made in the last hour about finding it so helpful having binoculars.
Yes.
What power and field of view are you using?
It's very interesting that you'd ask that question because I don't have the faintest clue.
Okay.
I have an eight power pair of binoculars that are heavy, and I have a 10 power pair that are compact. And that's just what they sent me. But I like the 10 power because they've got the auto focus. You can focus the center for clarity, but you don't have the option to adjust either eyepiece. Okay? So I forget what they call that. Roof prism, I believe. That's what they call that.
Yeah, the big bulky ones, the old ones, are the roof prisms. No, I'm sorry. Those are Puro, and the small compact are roof prism.
Roof prism. Okay. So, but I use them the 10 power because that's what I have. Field of view, Mark, I think at 100 yards is something like 40 feet, if I recall. I'd have to really look, but I don't have them here in front of me. But why do you ask that question?
I was just curious.
Okay.
What works for you?
Yeah, that works fine. I mean, any situation like that. And you know, when you say 8 power, 10 power, people don't even know what that means, especially when they have a rifle scope. Well, I got 1.5 to 5 power, 1.5 to 4 power. I got a 2 to 7. I got a 3 to 9. What that simply means is if you have a deer at 100 yards and your scope is on 3 power, it just makes it look like he's one-third the distance. or if it's 9 power, it makes it look, the deer look like he's 1/9 of the distance. So the deer looks like he's 11 yards away from you as opposed to 100 yards away from you.
Okay.
So a 10 power binocular at 100 yards, the deer looks like he's 10 yards from you. And the field of view is what you asked me was, how big of an area does that binocular cover? What sphere of, you know, woods and field and you know, deer in the middle, allegedly, cover when you look at that, look through those binoculars?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Great, that answers it.
Yeah. So, I use, you know, if I forget my 10 power, I got the 8 power stuck in the back pocket of the truck so that I'm never without binoculars. But it made a world of difference to me when I first started using them because, you know, I could see what the animal was. I could see, you know, details, if there's a point broke off the rack or if, you know, there's something I want to take about that animal or not. You know, and it just, and I'll tell you what, you know, I break my own rules all the time, but when you look at an animal through a set of binoculars and you're out for antlerless deer, let's say, and you're going to take an antlerless deer, but you don't want to take a button buck, binoculars are invaluable because you can, you know, if the deer's standing still, you can surveil them, you can see the differences in the way the head looks, whether it's a dome rounded head and it's a doe, or whether it's kind of a little squared off, or you might be able to see those little antlers, and it does make a world of difference so you don't make a mistake. So
good to know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay, man. Have a great week.
Thanks for the call. You too.
Bye bye.
Let's talk to Butch. Morning, Butch.
Morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Down here in at work Maryland.
Work Maryland.
Yeah.
You're the guy that drags his big ropes around, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't remember. Is this the one you went out on the Grandeur?
Yes, mm-hmm. We did go out on the Grandeur. Yep.
Yeah, it's about 200 feet off the pier right now.
Oh, nice. A little too close to rope, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, a little too far away to rope.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and say hi, get registered for the muzzleloader.
Okay, good.
I bought my boys two of those CVAs for their birthdays, and got a heck of a deal on them, shipped right to the house.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had a chance to shoot them, but I'm getting ready to get anxious to get out there. And
well, you helped me shoot my limited edition in, and we learned some things, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yep, you don't need a Magnum primer for one.
Right.
And you don't need 140 grains of powder for two.
Nah, they, I tell you, when you touch them off, you know you just touched something off.
That's true. Those Magnum primer. And I'll tell you, that was a surprise to me because that's what was recommended. And,
yeah.
So we stepped it back to the standard primer and dropped that Blackhorn down to about 100 grains and had a pretty good group at 100 yards, if I recall.
Yes. Yep.
So, yeah.
I hate to cut you short, but I do have to get out.
You do have a ship to rope. Okay, buddy.
All right, you take care.
Thanks,
Butch. Have a great day, Butch.
Hey, good luck next week. See you, buddy.
Same to you.
Yep, bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We have about 15 minutes left of, about 14 minutes left of live time here, and we got to get another break in here before the top of the hour, but we'll wait a few minutes on that. And, we have anybody on the line there, Chris?
No, sir.
No,
it's
sir.
Empty.
People are getting out and staying out.
Okay, if you say so.
Hey, look, I'm really contributing to the show here today.
Yes,
so.
You are. Yes, you are. So, anyway, so why don't we just talk about Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. They have the whole line of Browning firearms. They've got the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon, the AB3 Stalker Long Range, the X-Bolt bolt-action rifle. They've got the Mark III BAR Hell's Canyon Speed Browning automatic rifle, semi-automatic rifle available in Magnum and short Magnum calibers, the A5 shotgun, 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. The Maxis, for built for waterfowl hunting. The gold light 10 gauge for those of you who want to get after those snow geese or, you know, that type of action. You've got a 10 gauge shotgun that might satisfy your needs. And then for those of you who participate in the shotgun shooting sports, as always, the 725 Satori sporting model, perfect blend of beauty and performance, now available in a 20 gauge. And then the BT99, which is a single shot break action shotgun for trap shooters and of all ages. It's got an Invector Plus choke tube system, chrome chambers, and much, much more. And then the full line of Buckmark Browning firearms handguns is what I'm trying to say. So why not check all that out? The full line Browning dealers, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, 410-242-6108. Let me tell you one more time about the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and that's Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got everything for waterfowl, including the calls and Avery decoys and Kent steel shot and banded camo clothing, full selection of knee boots and hip boots and waders. They got Remington, Chop, and Savage firearms for, you know, all your hunting. Muzzle loaders and accessories from Thompson Center and CVA. The scent lock apparel for you deer hunters that want to remain scent free. Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers. And then on the archery side, Matthews Vertex, well, Matthews has the new bows out now. The Raven crossbow, the Mission crossbow, 10-point Excalibur Carbon Express and Barnett as well. 20% off all tree stands. And why not stop by Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road on Ken Island, 1707 Main Street, Chester, Maryland. That phone number at Chesapeake Outdoors where you're friendly staff and experienced staff stands by is 410-604-2500. And I guess we'll be right back after these messages from Chris. Or not.
Partly cloudy skies for your Saturday morning, and then more clouds and rain likely by this afternoon with a high near 50. Tonight, more rain, 41. By tomorrow, your Sunday, some showers likely in the morning, but bright sunshine by the afternoon with a high 53. Monday, maybe a few clouds passing by with a high 55. And then Tuesday, more of the same. A little bit of sun with a high 58, low 48. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call in to the Carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199.
Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy starts cruising. Ooh, white lightning.
All right, let's go right to the callers. We got Captain Don on the line. Good morning, Captain Don.
White lightning.
White lightning. Yeah.
Hey, Colin, just to say good morning. It is a beautiful morning. The sun's bursting through, and I wanted to make sure I was in the contest. And other than that, I just wanted to wish you all a wonderful weekend.
You also.
Well, thank you, sir. And appreciate that.
And you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, too.
I'm going. Oh, you too. You too. And I know you got a little critter there that you got to keep an eye on now.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be eating my turkey yet.
Oh.
I'm not sure he's going to be up for turkey.
I don't know. That kid can eat already.
Put a little bit on your finger and just rub it on his tongue.
Oh, good grief.
We'll make him a meat eater. Start.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. There you go.
That's my daughter's having a heart attack listening to this.
Of course. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Let's talk to Jim. Hello, Jim. What happened to our buddy Jim? Jim, are you there?
Hello.
You're up, Jim.
Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a question. I use my muzzleloader, you know, for all seasons except for the bow, of course.
Right.
But what kind of powder do you recommend or pellet? Do you, recommend in your, that you use?
I use Blackhorn 209 almost exclusively now. Because I have some left, I do use 777 pellets, 50 grain 777 pellets.
Gotcha.
I don't like Pyrodex. It's dirty. Black powder is a little too potent, and of course doesn't come in a pellet form, but I do have a custom muzzle loader from Getz Barrel Company that I bought back when I moved to Maryland in the early 80s, and I still do use black powder, GoX black powder in that, 3F, 90 grains of 3F, and, of course, that has the percussion cap on it. So, and I use patched round ball in that one.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just one of your fit. I've been trying different ones. I tried that the Hot Shot or something like that. Or White.
Yeah.
And it kind of was okay, but I was really used to using that Shockley's Gold.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, I mean, that really worked for me, but I can't really get it. I can't get it anymore.
Yeah, so you're gonna want to switch over to Blackhorn 209.
Blackhorn.
Yep.
Okay, where can I get that at?
Anywhere.
Anywhere, okay.
Yep.
Because I went to Clyde's and I got a couple things from him I tried.
Yeah.
And I'm still got my feelers out. You know, I'm trying to put some loads together.
You'll love Blackhorn 209.
Blackhorn 209.
Yeah, you'll love it. I think we fired.
Is that a powder or a pellet?
It's a powder. We fired. I think we fired 11 or 12 rounds with that and never had to clean it.
Okay. How many grains do you use of that powder?
90 to 100.
90 to 100, and
90 to 100, between 90 and 100.
I got you. But now when I tried using like Pyrodex and stuff like that, I have 209 primer in it. When it seemed like it wasn't burning all the powder through.
Right.
Now, do you have any problem with 90?
No, not with the Blackhorn. Not at all. It's a hot powder.
Gotcha. A lot of smoke?
No.
That sounds good. That's right. You just said 11, and you just got 11 rounds through it. So.
Yep, without cleaning it.
Gotcha.
One of our previous callers, Butch, helped me sight it in. So, okay?
I have to remember that. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, there we go. Good to have how about Paul? Let's talk to Paul.
Hi.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Alan. It's your buddy. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, and yourself?
Good. Happy.
I don't know if I had mentioned to you, Alan, that I had picked up this Remington Model 95 Derringer.
Yes, you did.
Heard you talking earlier about rim fire and center fire.
Yep.
And this takes a .41 caliber rim fire.
Right. Wow, that's cool.
They're impossible to find.
Of course.
Have you heard of RTG Sporting Collectibles out of Dallas, Texas?
I have not.
Ray Giles?
I have not.
He says he's an alchemist turning lead into gold.
Oh, yeah, that would be right.
Well, what he specializes in, of all things, is collector cartridges in original boxes.
Good grief. Good,
and,
good
and
luck
I'm
with
telling
that.
You, the guy is almost like beyond an expert. He's just like an encyclopedia or Wikipedia of ammunition.
Send me the email with that reference. I'd like to talk to that guy or at least check him out. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's, like I say, he's wonderful. And by the way, so you're telling me that a four-power scope sighted in at 100 yards would make it seem like the animal is 25 yards away?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's what that Weaver scope is, by the way, on that Winchester Model 100.
Oh, good grief. I know. All right. Thank you, Paul. Let me move along. Get Patrick here before the end of the show. I appreciate it.
And I'll send out that guy's information to you.
Do that. Thank you. All right. Hey, Patrick, are you there?
Yeah, thanks for getting to me.
Yeah, buddy, what's up?
Glad to get into the contest. And
you're in.
Thanks. Looking forward to opening day. We lost our lease down in Sikkaville, and it'd be the last year down there. So hopefully I'll be hunting Sika deer next year somewhere else.
Well, maybe you can get on with one of the clubs. You know, they've got that 10-year lease now. So, all right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. Sorry you got in so late. Take care.
Right. See you.
Bye-bye.